good to them, because he recorded that. He was the one who did the records, you see.
So they changed their version over?
They would go to them. And ordinarily, and I don't see how it has, but down through the years, how it has hung together and stayed in it almost its original state, so much of it. You'd be surprised. You can go into different localities and there'll be a note or two different somewhere or another, but like as not, it'll whip right back into the same old pattern before it's over with.
But why is that? Because of the record, you mean?
Not necessarily. It's just a thing that don't separate our music, the kind that we played here and the kind you folks like to play here. It's here to stay. It may get pushed around, but it'll always be back. We had, not too many years ago, a lot of the fellas who depended on music for a living, they found themselves in pretty bad shape. It's like the little joke one of them used to tell about, said he got sick and went to the doctor, and the doctor prescribed him 6 pills to take, and says, prescribe pills to take 3 a day, 1 after each meal, and come back in a week. And he went back in a week, and he'd only taken about 3 of them. He said, I told you to take 1 after each meal. He says, I did. They got down along like that. They starved out with it because of the changeover in it so much. The rock and this and that and the other that come along, you know. Back even Mac Wiseman, I used to play some with him. I played a dance with him on the White Top Mountain when that old dance hall was up there. I rented it and got him and Paul Prince and others to come there and hoping to get a big thing started, you know. It didn't work. Very little made from it. But now, it's altogether different. It's like it was back in its the earlier recording days when the first ones began to put out some records that they could get a hold of. And people could sell a cow and a horse, take a mortgage on the farm and get a phonograph of some kind. You had to wind it up, play it, but play it through a mechanical reproducer. Little aluminum piece in there. I've made a mini of one of them to go back in it, and that would get torn up with the needle holder and all that things. And springs would break, and you'd have to pull that spring out of there and heat it in the fire and punch you a hole in it, and then smooth it up with an old flat file and heat it again and temper it back and put it back in the thing and put some axle grease that was black as tar, you know, that you put down in that cup, so it'd last another 6 months before it broke again. Sometimes the governor had a governor in there that kept the speed constant as much as possible, and that little thing would get something on it and the machine would run away and it sounded like the chipmunks on TV with you.
Just a couple more and then maybe teach that tune.
All right. What do you want to play, Wayne?
I'd like to hear at least one Arthur Smith song.
All right.
My favorite, but anything y'all want to hear.
Do you do that chitlin' cooking time in Cheatham County?
Yeah, boy.
I don't try to say that again. D, I guess.
Famous. hamburgers and some Cheatham County ale. Brandy Shetland cooking time in Cheatham County. They'll be courting in the Cheatham County hills. And I'll pick a Cheatham pound of Cheatham cooker. I'm along with that mess of Cheatham's bills.
Him leave out from here and you hear him sing a song that he wrote one. It was a beautiful thing. I heard him sing it, was it at Fiddler's Convention or was it my house somewhere or another?
I don't know.
But it was a good one.
Thank you. By the way, for the tape, for the record, that wasn't Albert singing. I don't want to blame that on Albert.
Oh, that's me. That's me. I'll take the credit for it.
Do one more good hold down.
All right. I don't know if I've ever been in tune this morning or not. Something in D. Old Molly Harris.
Anything
good?
Are you in D or G?
I don't play that in D, do I? Try one in D here. Black Eyed Susie, we played that last night, if I can remember it again.
Thank you.
Hey, you wanna? We were thinking about a good tune to teach, and Albert came up with "Rabbit Up a Gum Stump." You wanna play that over about 40, 50 times for him,
yeah.
And they'll just listen to it. This is in G.
I play it about like we ordinarily
play. Yeah.
Give them a kind of a picture of it.